How are you?
I think we should have some fun today. What do you think? I mean, listen, why not? I mean, you're going to get out of bed and do stuff anyway. You may as well have a good time, right? Be happy, enjoy your day, get stuff done, do whatever you want to do, because that's what this show is all about, helping you get what you want in life and driving you forward and supporting you until you get there. Today, a five-word path to success. A couple of words, five words. Obviously, that's why the title says five words. That you could use to pretty much define anything. In fact, I was doing it with a client the other day, a Daily Boost Premium member. He was chatting with me about that, and we kind of worked through the process. I think you're going to like it today. A spin on how to tell a story, get what you want. It is a Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. The positive boost you need every single day, because life begins when you move. You know, come over here and listen to me really fast. If you're brand new, yeah, talk a little fast. But I'm slowing down right now just for you. Life begins when you move. You know that. It's the action thing that gets in the way. But here's the thing. Over your life, have you ever done this? Have you ever gotten yourself moving? Yes, God, I set a goal and I got up Monday morning. I went after it. And then suddenly, as if on command, the whole world came against you and stopped you in your path. I'm not sure if it was a command. I don't think anybody sent a memo, but it happens, doesn't it? So this show is just recognizing that. That's it. Life begins when you move. Stuff gets in the way. We fix it. How do we do that? We stand up. We take a step. We repeat. This crazy guy talks too fast and drags you forward every single day now in our 17th season. Is that amazing or what? Thank you for that, by the way. My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Thank you, by the way, to all my Daily Boost premium members. You guys have been with me for a lot of years. We started a premium membership way back in 2008 before you could do premium memberships and commercials on podcasts, and we did it, and you're still here. I see your names every day, so I appreciate you. If you'd like to join Daily Boost Premium, check it out. Just go to dailyboostpremium.com. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. So there are five words that it really set up your success in life. Now, let me just spin this back in time a little bit. A very, very long time ago, in a land far, far away, because all stories start like that, don't they? Every single one of them. A long time ago in a far off land. I was a teenager, and I didn't want to be a teenager forever. I wanted to grow up. I don't know what I was thinking at the time. I just wanted to grow up and be adult, right? And suddenly I'm like, I'm an adult and I want to be a teenager again. But I also wanted to be a disc jockey. If you ask anybody in high school who knew me, they knew that I was going to be a DJ and I was going to go off to DJ school and become a DJ. And I did. I worked in Miami and San Francisco and Washington, D.C., a lot of big places back in the days of Howard Stern when we competed together, the whole thing. And I decided I didn't want to be mean anymore and I changed paths. But I got all confused when I went to DJ school because I had to learn the rules about some little thing called journalism. Seriously? Don't you understand? I'm the guy that wants to entertain and talk to teenage girls on the phone and eat pizza and wear t-shirts and play rock and roll music. That's me. I don't want journalism. Are you kidding me? But they made me do it. It was probably 4 or 5 weeks, maybe a couple of months. I don't remember exactly because I didn't care. They made me do it and I had to pass. I had to learn. And ultimately, over time, some very basics that I learned about journalism have served me even till this very morning in preparing for this podcast and the rest of the week. Journalism topic fills a lot of different books. You could read anything about it. And by the way, journalism these days, is there any journalism these days? I'm not really sure. It's mostly opinion these days, but there are still some very basic rules that make it happen. So what did I learn very first thing? I never forget the very first lesson. I still actually have the book they gave me teaching me the very first lesson. The five words. Who, what, when, where, why? Who, what, when, where, why? If you know that information, you can tell a complete story. If you know that information, you can spread the news. You can spread gossip. You can spread social media. It doesn't matter. If you know who, what, when, where, why, you can also set goals. In fact, just the other day, talking to a Daily Boost Premium member just about that. And I was so impressed. I was looking at on the Zoom screen. He was sharing a screen with me. And he was going through this, who, what, when, where, why, but not in that order. No. Because see, I'm a renegade rock and roll DJ. Well, not anymore, but I was like earlier in like 14 lives ago. And I didn't like the who, what, when, where, why. Because I began to rearrange the formula because as I got into personal growth, for me personally, because that's kind of what personal growth is about, right? So let's grow myself first. And then we started this and the Daily Boost helps you grow you. But as I got into it, it didn't make any sense to me. You know why? Because everybody out there was telling me, Scott, start with your why. Begin with your why. I'm going to stand up and scream and yell and say, no, I'm not going to. I don't care what Simon Sinek says. I don't care what anybody else says. I know I'm going against the crowd right now, but I'm not going to start with my why. Why not, Scott? Okay, I'll tell you why I'm not going to. Because it never came first. I mean, sometimes the why was, I want to be happy. Sometimes it was, I want to make money. Sometimes it was that. It was kind of lurking in the background some way, but that was never it that really got me going. Because when I talk to you today, I talk about firing up your motivation. I talk about getting you going, right? Sometimes the why will not get you going. Usually what I have found over time is there wasn't a reason why I wanted a motorcycle. I just saw one I liked. I want that. That was a what. I just noticed the what came first. And I also noticed that if you had your why first, and I said, but what are we talking about? It sometimes changed the why. Because people got so caught up in the why. The what happened. So I flipped the words around. What? Why? When? Where? Who? So my guess is right now, as you're thinking about this, you could be fighting me every step of the way, or you could say, yeah, the guy makes sense, okay? It is true. What this the thing you want, the thing you're talking about doing, typically comes in before the why. And then as soon as the why or the what appears, it could be a good what, it could be a tragic what, could be a question mark what, could be a relationship what, could be anything. As soon as the what appears, you're like, why? The why comes into play. Why would I go after that? Boom. So if you're setting a goal like my premium member was doing the other day, we started with what does he want? It was a 5-year plan. Why do you want it? Had a hard time with the why. The why is sometimes will stop you from what you want to do because it's very hard to figure out, although it's not rocket science. I coached him through that. What do you want? Why do you want it? When do you want it? In his case, 5 years and 10 years. When do you want it to happen? Because if you don't put the when on it, there's no deadline on it. You're not going to get it fast. It's not going to go into play. It doesn't mean anything. If you have no when on when you're going to do something or get something, then it's just going to happen whenever there's time, eventually, whenever, maybe. So it's a what, it's a why, it's a when, it's a where. The where is really important too, because sometimes the what you want can happen right here in your home. And sometimes it can happen right in your car, your office. And sometimes you have to go someplace else to get the where. Sometimes you have to be someplace else to get the where. If I want to go snow skiing and become a master skier, I can't do it in Daytona Beach. So what, why, when, where, who? Who? Well, you're the who. We start with that, so you're not included in this. But as we'll talk about here in the coming weeks, the coming days, and as I've talked about in the past couple of years, in a lot of ways, a lot of folks think they need somebody else to help them get what they want. And in many, many ways you do. It's a team effort in so many cases. But ultimately, that effort starts with you. So only after you know your what, your why, your when, and your where do you look around and say, who is going to help me get there? Who do I need to make this happen? And once those pieces come together, you'll find that life gets pretty easy because everything else that's not in focus just fades away, which is kind of what things that are in focus do. Think about that today. In fact, take a goal that you have, a little homework assignment for you. Take a goal and do it in that order. What, why, when, where, who. I think you'll be surprised how clear it comes together. Yes, I'm a renegade. I shook the words up. DailyBoostPremium.com. If you'd like it commercial free, go there and get that. A lot of you already have it. Thank you for that. If you'd like to chat with me, pretty much the only place I'll chat with you, just because I'm not a big social media dude, but I do like connecting with friends like you, just go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook and go on in the group and say hi. Tomorrow and the next few days, really big shows. How to get what you want by being lazy tomorrow. I'm a lazy dude. Yes, I am. I'm lazy, lazy, lazy. Dude. Call me Dude. The 25th anniversary of Lebowski. Is that the movie? If you want to be lazy and be successful still and make things fun and easy, tomorrow's show is for you. I'll see you then.